Welcome back to For the Women. You are listening to us on hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm your host, Tyra.
And I'm Kai.
And we are back. We are just going to kind of wing it today, just talk about whatever. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was actually good. We didn't have any games this weekend, so that was very relaxing.
That's good. Did you have to practice or anything?
We had practice Sunday, but it ended up getting canceled. But I had to work Sunday anyway, so I worked a double from 12 to 10.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was fun. But it actually it wasn't bad because I only work, like, once or twice a month with my season. So going to work is kind of, like, it's kind of fun. It's refreshing, you know what I'm saying?
True.
But I also serve, so I think serving every day is definitely a hassle. Yeah. Like, for the people who do it every day, I might bless you because dealing with people's attitudes and emotions every single day is just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. It gets to be a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely understand.
Because also, I know you get some customers that you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just chill out. I didn't mean to, like, it's literally not that serious. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do it all over some Alfredo and stuff. You know, like, lost it. But it was an overall relaxing weekend. I went home, so I spent time with my family. I saw some of them. But, yeah, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I had to work the weekend too, pretty much both Saturday and Sunday. But it was good.
Did you work Friday?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Wait, did I? I don't know.
The days clashed together.
Yeah. I don't think so, but I did. I know I did work Saturday and Sunday, and yeah, it was pretty chill for the most part. I left my job early Saturday. I had a family function to go to. And then Sunday was just chill. I had to close, but I left a little bit early then too, so I got to just have a good night. And then yesterday I went to Mosey because they had a solar eclipse event. So I had to film that for my broadcast news class. And then I have to.
How did that go?
It was good.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. We got a lot of interviews and we got a lot of shots, so it was good. And we used a newer camera, so I'll show you.
Okay.
Period. But yeah, other than that, after this.
So you saw the solar eclipse?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't, but, like, I guess at that time, okay, so I wasn't very well educated before, you know, so by the time I looked at my phone, it was like 1:15, and I was like,
you could have watched it, but then
I didn't know.
Yeah,
but I was just. But also, I don't know if you saw on TikTok, but like everyone on different sides of the world, like their point of views of it were so cool.
Yeah,
like whenever it literally changed dark.
Yeah, I know a lot of places in like Illinois they had complete cover.
Yeah,
like theirs was completely covered. Yeah. We only had partial.
Yeah,
so it only like covered it about 60-ish%.
Yeah,
so it kind of looked like a new moon ish, like a crescent moon. But it was cool. I got to meet some people from News Channel 8, Tampa Bay Times.
So nice.
Bay News 9 was also there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy that everyone's reporting it.
And Telemundo was there too.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And they were giving out stuff.
So that sounds very
fun. It was fun. Yeah. And then today I'm gonna go to that Healthy Relationships and film that too.
Yeah. I was going to say, Saturday, I had went to a family event, too. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Both the family events.
Look at us go.
Yeah. It was a birthday party.
Yeah. That's what it was. And then my nephew is turning one in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, my brother graduates soon, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even think. My mom literally just called me a little bit of class, and she was like, are we going to do a graduation party for him? And I was like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh.
April
I was like,
is a busy month, apparently.
But like, yeah, but, like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about the fact that, like, he graduates in May.
Yeah.
That's, oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Right?
Like, he's no longer a baby. He's my younger, like, my younger brother. So it's, like, so sad. It's sentimental. It's crazy. But,
yeah, April's pretty busy because my nephew's turning one. I have another nephew on the way who's due on the 19th or 20th.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so my best friend, like, we've been friends since we were literally in elementary school. She is having a baby, and her baby is due no later than the 26th.
Oh, wow.
They gave her from, like, the 19th to the 26th.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, because,
like,
my other nephew's birthday is on the 25th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then I also have to go to a wedding in Alabama on the 20th. My uncle's getting married.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. That'll be Thank you. Fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I love taking little vacays.
I know. It's I love it too. Like especially vacay. Like road trips.
Yes. And it's a wedding. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's amazing.
I haven't been I to a wedding for in forever.
Neither have I.
So y'all start getting married out there so please. I can go. Please.
I'm going to start doing like wedding vlogs, like a podcast wedding vlogs. We're going to be like rating these dresses, rating the weddings.
It's the dresses will be so much fun. Oh my gosh. Fun.
Okay. Yes. So I think growing up, my favorite show to watch ever was The Four Weddings.
I loved,
did you ever watch the Four Weddings one?
Not that one, but I watched Say Yes to the Dress.
Yes, I love Say Yes to the Dress. I love that one. Girl, I would sit in front of the TV every day. Like it'd be like Four Weddings, Say Yes to the Dress, and then like something else. And I'd be like,
I used to get so mad when there was somebody hating on the dress that they liked.
I'm like, bro, it's or especially when it was their mother.
I'm like, now you're just jealous.
Lost it.
Yeah, we done lost the plot.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, listen, I'm telling you, you have to go watch one episode of Four Weddings. So basically, it's four weddings, of course. Uh-huh. And whoever has the best wedding, they get rankings.
And they win
their honeymoon for free.
I've seen that before. I used to watch that too.
I love that show.
When you just described it, I remembered it.
Yes. And then they'd be like throwing the bouquet and they'd be like showing the dressing ratings, the food. Oh my gosh. I'm about to go watch it right now. Like,
where you watch it at?
I used to watch it on regular TV, but I don't even think it's on like Netflix or anything.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it's on like Amazon or something.
Yes. I gotta look. Yeah, now I'm looking. Say Yes to the Dress. Okay, give me a second. Oh yeah, it's on like Pluto Discovery.
Oh, okay.
Hulu Premium Tubi. Subscription. Yeah. I didn't see it was on Tubi.
Tubi's on free. And it says it's on HBO Max too.
Hey.
So
yeah,
I'll be looking that for that. But yeah, we will be right back.
Oh, so yeah, we got a little started.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be back after this.
You can sit in a barrel.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to For the Women on hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Tyra.
And I'm Kai.
And then, so?
So, I was just looking at something on Instagram, right? And it was like, here, it's just, you know, I just read it and it just, I guess, shocked my mind. And it said, former NBA player's wife allegedly allowed him to cheat on her once per year. She said, in quotes, they get chased by women. It's hard to resist. It's the way men are by nature. When I'm aware and I let him do it, it's not cheating.
Ma'am.
What?
Stand up.
But, girl, this is back in, like, 2013, too.
Wow. Who's...
His name's Andrew. I don't know who the lady is. I don't even know.
What was the player's name, though?
I don't know. I've never seen this man in my life. I can't. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know. It's like super, it's older.
Yeah.
But I'm like, anyways, this doesn't make any kind of sense to me.
That doesn't. That kind of just like, girl, your self-esteem is that low to where you allow yourself to get cheated on?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way. Okay, let me ask some of these questions. Let's see. When you're having a bad day, what do you do to feel better?
Take a nap. Take a nap, I think.
That's so valid.
Yeah, I don't know, like, you know, what else I would.
Yeah. Take a nap, eat something sweet.
Eat something sweet. I like that. That sounds, yeah.
Yeah, like some ice cream or something. And then, which TV show would you pick to live inside for a week?
Oh, wait, this is kind of hard. Maybe, like, Family Guy or something. That'd be funny. That'd be
fun. Family Guy would be funny.
Right, that'd be super fun. But what about you?
I don't know. Family Guy was a good one. Maybe South Park.
South Park.
Yeah, that would be a funny one too. Or maybe That's So Raven. I always loved that show when I was growing up.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I can't think of like the show that I used to watch when I was younger. Like, yeah. I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
or even like Victorious or Zoe 101.
Yeah.
Especially Zoe 101. That school was nice for no reason.
Exactly. But also, you know, it's a set. It's a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But okay, so what are you most excited for leaving this school year behind? Like, what are you excited for the summer? Like, what are you waiting for mainly for school to be over for?
Just so I can, like, have more free time.
Yeah.
Because I literally go from work to school, essentially. All I do is either work or go to school.
Yeah.
So I just want to have more free time to just, like, relax and decompress after work and, you know, stuff like that.
I agree. I guess that's what I'm excited. Yeah. Agreed. 1,000%. I think you hit the spot because I don't think people take into like account the things that we like just as students who have jobs and students who obviously do many different things outside of class in general. I don't think people take that into like account. But like, I mean, you literally what eat, breathe and sleep, school, work and school and work. You know what I'm saying? But It's definitely, I think, like, a challenge, but I think sometimes you get, like, super, super, like, stressed out sometimes, but, yeah, it's just harder, definitely, but you said work, school, I think about it as, like, how, yeah, I go to softball, and then school, softball, school, softball, school, it's ridiculous, it's a lot, though. What time do you usually get off?
Since I changed my location to like a closer one to my house, I get off at 9:30 or sometimes like 9:15-ish around there.
Okay.
When I worked at like the West Shore location, I used to get off like closer to 10 o'clock, but I changed location. So,
yeah. Okay. So whenever Olive Garden, we close on Monday through Thursday, we close at 10 o'clock. We open at 11 and we close at 10, but then Friday through Sunday, we close at 11 o'clock. So I think those shifts are the ones that I'm dreading the worst, because even if I come in at 2 o'clock, I'm still probably not going to leave until late, because we call it traffic in the restaurant. Like, there's a lot of traffic, like, people in there all the time. Yeah. But, like, it just gets so chaotic. Like, I was there, I just had to work on Sunday, and whenever I was at work on Sunday, literally everyone had went on break, or like they cut some people, so it's around like 2-3 o'clock now, and then they were like, okay, so, you know, we're gonna sit you with this party, and I'm like, okay, it's a 12 top, okay, cool, I'm not tripping, so it's a 12 top, and then they come up to me like 15 minutes later, and they were like, hey, so we sent someone on break, but we sat the table a 3 top, and I'm like, oh, they're like, can you take it, and I'm like, yeah, sure, like, of course, because obviously no one else is gonna take it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then after that, like 10 minutes later, I get a 6 top.
That's insane.
I'm like, I'm literally just running around going crazy. But at one point, I literally had that 12 top that was just sitting there, like, they had paid. They had dessert, so they were eating. And then the 3 top was literally, they had already, like, they were cashing out. And then I had a 6 top, a 2 top, and another 2 top. Mm-hmm. So it was just, like, at one point, I was like, oh, my gosh. And after that, I was like, okay, guys, can you close my section for 10 minutes? I'm going to go step outside, please, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but then at those points, moments, you don't even notice that, like, it's been an hour, over an hour. You know what I'm saying? Next time I check my phone, I'm like, oh, who's been texting me? Hold on.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? But I don't know. The life of a server. I think I'm going to write a few books.
You should write
a few books. And
definitely.
One, I'm going to do one. I think I'm going to call Life of a Server.
Yeah.
Look out.
And I feel then, like a lot of servers will buy that book because, you know.
I wish that as a server, we could wear, like, camera recorders so
you
that people
should.
Could see their reaction to what they're doing to us, you know what I'm saying, to like what predicaments are putting us in. But not even that, so boom, I was thinking about it because I went back to work and I'm about to start working again because our season's over at the end of April, beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm like, all right, so I'm about to start working again, and I couldn't find, we didn't have any more tall to go cups. It was only like the kids ones, and they're like literally like the size of a little baby cup. Like, they're super, super small. But anyways, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So next thing you know, I'm like, okay. I'm like, are they in the back? So I go to dry storage. I'm looking around. Mind you, my one table's waiting on drinks. The other one's waiting on a salad. These people are waiting for to-go drinks. So I'm going to the back, and I'm like, okay, so where are they at? Looking around, we don't even have any more. I wasted like 7 minutes back here, and then I happened to sprint across the restaurant and then go back over here and do this, and then I don't know. But it's just like some things that people do that, like, they'll ask for a refill on one person's drink, and then when I come back, someone else needs a refill. But I'm like, well, why didn't you just ask me while I was here and you didn't have a drink either, and I asked you and you said no? I'm confused. It's okay though, Dookie. It's okay. I'm gonna get it. But now I'm a little upset. But I don't know. It's just a lot. Like, people just do a lot of strange things. Like, I have so many stories that I could tell about just the things that people do in restaurants. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Even working, like, not even as a restaurant,
but just working
as a customer service, like dealing with clients or customers or like patients. And stuff.
Yeah.
It's
just in
lot.
General, dealing
yeah.
with people in general is
because people
crazy.
Can be so rude.
They can. They don't even
and
know
And we're
it.
Just trying to do our jobs.
Yeah, they don't even know.
Like, bro.
I've had people mad because I wouldn't give them free things to go. Or, like, they'll ask for, like, we have, like, the $6 take-homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, this doesn't come with a super salad. And I'm like, no. They're like, so then why did I pay for it? And I'm like, because it was only $6. You paid $6 for pasta.
Why are you complaining about $6?
But I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, what am I supposed to say? But okay, one thing that I feel like I would really like to talk about is like the tipping mannerism.
Oh, tipping culture is
so
crazy.
So something that like I have to try to remember and try not to get upset about is, okay, so working at different places, you know, you get different clientele and just different things. Okay, so
yeah.
I used to work in Lakeland. I worked at a sports bar and I also worked at Waffle House. So both those places, I would say that I made very, very decent money. But then I came over here and I didn't, like, I mean, I make all right money, but like compared to that money, I think I definitely was making more in Lakeland. But over here, because we have so many different cultures that are all in one place, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just feel differently. Okay, so like for example, I had someone, it was just Sunday, two people who came in. One person's bill was like, excuse me, one person's bill was like 115 and the other one was like 89. Okay, so the 115 person still tipped 22%. The 89 person didn't even tip 18%. And I guess I just think about it and I'm like, okay, so you guys just came and ate for $89. And there, it's like, obviously, it was like five people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in your brain, it's okay. I guess, like, I don't know. And I don't know if it's just like, if it's rude, but like $5 on 89, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that has me like just a little confused. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just
because, especially it's like, if there's five of you,
exactly,
all five of you could at least pull out $10
something
each.
Not, you don't even have to do 10. Heck, literally each can like, do like four, 12, 16, exactly, something. You know what I'm saying? It's like just like that. It's not even that hard. But some people just, I guess they don't think about the fact that like, tipping is literally, you know what I'm saying, like how we're coming home with cash in our pockets.
Yeah,
our paychecks is literally hourly and we get paid $5-6 an hour, so you know that's not the best,
which is well below minimum wage now.
Yeah,
because minimum wage in Florida is like $12.
Exactly, well below. But my boyfriend, he just got a job at Publix Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So he does like the warehouse work. And something I didn't know, because my brother works there too, is I guess they start out at like 18, which is already, I'm like, okay, you know, that's nice. Wow. But they're doing a lot of like, It's complicated. So they start at 18. My brother's been working there for almost 2 years, and he can make up to $40 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Because they do selecting, and I didn't even, like, I'm like, what is this? I might just do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? $40 right. an hour? Literally. I'm going to be running around that warehouse going crazy. But it's basically, I guess, like, they build together pallets, and then they take them around, but they unload trucks and load trucks that are, you know, just going from warehouse to warehouse. So I do stuff like that, and I was like, what? Just a different amount of jobs, and it's crazy because, like, as we're growing up, I've been talking to my roommates more of, like, what they want to do with their lives. And one of them, she's going to school for nursing, but she was like, I'm going to be honest, like, in the long run, I'm not going to be a nurse. And I think it's like, it's kind of detrimental to think about that. Like, you know, we go to school for this and then sometimes we don't even turn out to be what we were doing. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I thought it was just kind of crazy.
Yeah. I even met a lady at the solar eclipse event at Mosey.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she, and she was an older lady. She said that she at first like wanted to go to school for like computers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, like in the 70s or something, they didn't really have a lot of computers or whatnot. And she didn't know about like loans or grants or anything. So she really couldn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But when she like did, I guess, go back, she said that she wasn't decisive. So she went through like a lot of different stuff, like history, science, some sort of sciences, and stuff like that, and she just like kind of like kept changing. But she eventually, I think, did stick with like history. And then when she went to be a teacher, when she went to like be like a history teacher or something like that, she was like, oh, they only give those like social studies type positions to like coaches, to like sports coaches. So she ended up having to teach science, and she taught science for like 30 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, and I don't know. Like, I know what I want to do. Like, I definitely would like to keep on going with broadcasts and stuff like that. But I think what I really, really, really wanted to do is I see the people on social media who's like, they just have all these little ways of like making money, like just off social media, off like being an ambassador and things.
Yeah.
I would really like to just do that and just go on vacations. You know what I'm saying? Live my life, because they're bringing home like 6-7 figures in a month. You know what I'm saying? In a week, half of them. So it's like off of these like small things. So I feel like that would be like that. I think honestly would be like the ideal life.
Yeah,
like
that you're would doing be
Like, you're doing the small things, and, like, you know what I'm saying? And you're still making money. You're still going on vacations.
Yeah.
You're still living your best life. Like, I feel like that would just be so fun, honestly.
It really would be so much fun, especially, like, getting free vacations.
Exactly.
You literally, like, the brands pay for your trips.
You're going to these trips just to go taste some food or something. I'm like, sign me up, please.
Literally.
Like, can I come with you?
Exactly.
Plus three.
Yeah.
Heck, let's go. But, oh my gosh. Yeah. If y'all could travel to any place, where would you go? Like, one destination vacation.
Ooh, that is tough. Where would I go?
I want to go to Bora Bora.
I was just about to say Bora Bora. Either Bora Bora or Fiji or something.
Yeah,
something
right to Bora Bora. I'm going to go to sleep. And then wake up and the sharks are going to be at my feet. Like, it's going to be nice. Like,
ooh.
Something.
And I want to do that thing where the little fish nibble at your toe, like your skin.
Yes, I need to do that right now. I would love to do that. That sounds very fun.
That would be.
But they do have that some places here. You know what I'm saying? The pedicures with the little fish.
Yeah.
But it's like $100 and $200. I don't know.
Yeah. That is, but I feel like it will be worth it. It will make your, like, feet so smooth and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It'd be so nice, though. I have a lot of dead skin on my feet.
Yeah, same.
TMI. Sorry, guys. But I do. So, I think it was, like, a trait I got from my dad, because I remember his feet used to peel.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I'm a girl. You couldn't have gave this to my brothers. Anyways.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
All right. We will be right back. Stay tuned for that. I'm such a fan for you. I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I thought I like you. That I do it all and I'm around. You're scared to do. I'm not. As long as you joking now here for me. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can us lose and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can just snooze and miss the moment. You just too important. I feel like Scarface, like that white with the bob, I'll be your main one. Let's take this argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had, it was magic, smash and grab, nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Hard to grow when you're not here, I'm saying. I can't lose when I'm can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do. I think I know what. All right, welcome back to For the Women. You are listening to us on hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Tyra.
I'm Kai.
And I'm Kayla.
Hey.
Hey.
Glad to see everyone. It's been a pretty busy few weeks for everyone, I would say.
Yeah.
We were just talking, Kayla, and we were like, I'm excited for school to be over so I can have some downtime.
Happy summer.
Happy summer. Listen, for me, though, is like when school's over, softball's over, so...
But I do have classes in the summer that I'm going to be taking.
I'm not. I'm giving myself the summer, though, because this is my third year.
Yeah.
This
I gave myself year. Last summer, so I got to... If I want to finish on time, I got to really
with your
down.
AA?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because at first I was supposed to finish in the fall, but since there's a few classes that I can't take in the summer, I had to push it back to spring of next year.
Okay, makes sense. Then you're good. But, yeah, so I already have my AA, so I think I'm going to take me a nice little summer break. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hopefully I start back up in August.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, but my mom wants me to get my master's, and I'm like, no. No.
Yeah.
I love you. I was like, people don't even need their AA anymore for anything. You can just go be anything. You don't even need
literally
a degree for
anything. A lot of places you can get a job at right after high school or go to...
You just need your trade school.
Trade school.
But, I'm looking for, we were talking about what we're looking forward to. I'm looking forward to going to work, coming home, kicking my feet up.
Yeah.
And just watching TV after work. Mm. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Are we talking about like today or in general?
Like
just in general.
when school, we're talking about when school's over, like no more school and you just have to go to work.
Yeah.
What am I looking forward to? Yeah. Having my own spot.
Yes, me
and
too.
And going home to silence. Me too. Just doing my thing.
So I plan on moving out by January. Like, well, the end of December, January 1st. I want that to be like my Christmas present is like moving out. Like, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
time.
Me. Like,
time.
starting the new chapter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be out of school, obviously, by May. So I'm giving myself from literally May all the way until December to completely save up and just be ready to go, y'all. I'm ready
but
to go.
Rent is so crazy. Like, I'm lucky to only be paying $300 for rent right now.
Yeah, me too, actually.
But it's been crazy. It's
insane. Then, you know, like, we'll be able to work. Like, I'll be able to work full-time then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
but if I go to FAMU, I'm going to stay in the dorms.
Yeah.
If I can.
Yeah. Have you looked up all that stuff?
Not yet, but I will. Well, I did when I was in high school, like when I was a senior, but I don't know.
Honestly, kudos to the ones who, like, go to school and go... And have their own spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot.
It is.
I'm just doing like two classes and working.
Bless it,
hanging
friend.
By a thread.
Yeah.
Well, that's me though. Like, okay, so I feel like all three, and I was thinking about it, right? I was talking to my boyfriend, but I was like, I'm just confused. I was like, because last year I felt like I had my stuff together more, but also my school was 5 minutes down the road and softball was where the school was. So it was just a lot different. And we also played at completely different times. So it was just like a whole different scene. Like I'm in a whole different place. So I guess it makes sense. But I was like, I took 5 classes every semester at that school. I'm only taking 4, 3 are in person. And I was like, and I'm barely making it to the 3. Like, I'm skating. I was like, I don't understand. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, God bless you. I feel like the longer that, like, we're going on, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, school is not for the weak. College is not for the weak. Definitely not. Like, that is crazy, y'all.
It's just really hard to go to school.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And go to work.
We were just talking about that.
And the most important thing, though, I hate to say it, but I like to have time for myself. So, like, I want,
me
whether
too.
It's going out or hanging
doing
with some
anything,
friends or even
exactly.
just by myself.
Literally.
Like, exactly. I want to have that time, and it's hard.
Wednesdays are the golden day for me because I don't have class and I don't have work. So
I'm proud of you, Ty.
That is the day
love
I just
I do
get
love
the sleep.
I guess for me, there are no golden days right now.
Yeah, just wait till got a couple more weeks.
There's no golden days, guys. Like, I guess that's what, like, irks me, right, is because I have golden times, right? I have times during the day where I can take a nap.
Yeah.
So remember, Tara was like, what do you do to calm you down? I was like, take a nap. Yeah. Go to sleep. I'm going to wake up maybe with a better attitude. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I have golden times. So, like, there's some times during the day I can take a nap. But, like, today, won't get no nap in. Yeah. Tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to get a nap in. See, like, the thing, the bad part is, like, I think about, like, when can I take a nap?
Yeah.
When can I take a nap? Because, like, anytime
that's be me at work.
But, like, anytime, like, I go to sleep, I know I have to get up early, like, every single day. I have some kind of class or something to
that's
do.
Insane.
Mondays usually are my days where I can sleep in a little bit. But
yeah, same.
Other than that, no golden times. I'm waiting for my golden times. I'll just go to work, come home, kick up my feet, and just live my best life. That'll be nice.
I'd literally be going to bed, and I'm, like, thinking about all the things that I have to do tomorrow, and I'm like, I already can't wait to be back home.
I go to bed.
That was me last night.
I go to bed, and I think about the next time I'll be able to take a nap. I'm like, when can I go back to sleep? Before I'm even asleep for the first time. Like, when can I get my second sleep in? Like,
that
I need more
sleep. That was me last night, because I was thinking about coming here, doing the radio show, then I got to stay till 2 to film the healthy thing. Relationships. Yeah. And then I don't leave. I'm not leaving that till like probably 4.
Yeah.
And I got to get interviews and stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I just had to pay like $10 to park because there was no parking at the student park lot. And I'm parking in the parking garage either. That's too far.
That's where I park.
No, I'm not walking all the way down there.
Well, that's why I'm like, guys, I promise I'm coming, but I'm at the garage.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I don't park at the parking garage. I either pay for parking or I park at the student services building. But lately, that's everybody been everybody and their mama's been parking there. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
They're learning.
Kayla, what do you have to do today?
Nothing. Well, I'm lying. Lucky. I work at like 4:45, but I'm definitely fitting my nap in before.
You're finna go? Period. Go straight home, take a nap. Let me see. What time? We get out of here at 12.
Yeah.
I have to go get something to eat. And then, but I don't even know what I'm gonna eat, and that's what makes me mad because, like, on game days,
I'm like,
what do I eat? Exactly. At that point, I'd rather starve. Literally. I don't want to go get nothing to eat because that's already taking 10 minutes that I could have already. At that point, I promise you, I could already be in my bed, almost dose off. Like, no, come on. But I need to go get something to eat, and then by the time I get home, I'm gonna have to eat, figure out what game day hair I'm gonna do, and then find my uniform. You know,
not find it.
It's hanging up and everything. Oh. But I just like, no, I'm not one of those people. I think I have OCD like 1,000%. And I love my roommates, but they are like the total opposite of OCD. So like my room, you don't even find like a piece of anything. Like nothing's out of place. Like
everything
is just like where it needs to be. Like if I move my fan in the morning to put it higher so I can feel it on my face more, when I wake up, I put it right back to where it was. Like, but my roommates are the opposite. Like, they leave their purses, backpacks, laptops, clothes, shoes, socks, underwear in the living room. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's going on here? But, like, that stuff freaks me out. Like, if I leave my laptop in the kitchen, I'm like, okay. I just think about, what if it gets wet? What if someone drops it? What if the cat gets it? Like, just so many things I think about. But I don't know. I think I might be OCD, guys.
Yeah. Well, I keep all my stuff in my room, too. But my room is kind of messy, so I am not OCD at all. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not OCD. I'm just really picky about my stuff being where it needs to be. Like,
yeah,
everything has a spot, and it's just got to be in that spot.
Exactly.
And if it's not in that spot, I'm like mad because who took it from the spot? Well, it's supposed to be in the spot.
So
definitely not me.
Understood. So my man, right, guys? This is like where life gets a little tricky, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm a little OCD. So he is not either. He's the man. So I get upset whenever I go to his house and his bed isn't made. I'm like, did you even shake off the sheets? I don't want to go lay and there's crumbs on my legs. Like, y'all, if there's crumbs in the bed, y'all, I promise y'all, I'm like going to throw up. Like, I'm like, oh, let me get out of the bed. Like, I cannot go to sleep with crumbs. Like,
that's
an ick. Yeah. But like he'll come over to my place and my things, and then this morning I get up, trip, here's a size 13 shoe on the floor. I'm like,
that's insane.
I'm like about to have a panic attack at like 8 a.m. I'm like, get this, go. I'm like, it just a lot of things, you know, guys, like, that's why you said, like, I'm ready to have my own place. Yeah, like, but obviously we're supposed to move it in together, but
mentally prepared.
Only
yourself.
Love for you, yeah. Bae. But I told him, I was like, we've been together for 4 years. I was like, at this point, I guess I just, like, now I just don't say nothing. Like, I get out of the bed and then I make the bed. I shake it off. And to him, he's like, why are you shaking it off? Why are you making it? We're finna get back in it. Because it just looks messy.
Yeah.
To me. Really, like, exactly. I don't know. Like, I cannot leave my house without making my bed. I don't know.
Then you get home and then it's a mess and you're like, oh my god, it just gives you like
it just the- yes, you just feel yeah. worse about it, especially if you have a bad day, come home, room's dirty. I might as well just die in a dirty room too. Like that's what be going through my head, I guess.
Yeah.
But bless my roommates. My roommates clean. My one roommate is her first time cleaning her room all year. I'm not playing with
all
y'all.
Year?
All year, y'all. We've been here since August. Love her. You know I love you, girl. But no. But she wow. is, she's something else. I will say that. And she cannot be an interior designer because her room is only like this big, and she takes out the dressers from underneath her bed and moves it. I'm like, why'd you take the dressers out? Because you're already, now you have left space. You know what I'm saying? Like, put it back under the bed. Then it's just a lot. It's just a lot. The girl ain't got.
Yeah.
She's lost it. Lost it. Love her.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I'm in the process of rearranging my room because I got a new, like, mattress.
Yeah.
It's a queen size now, so I have to take out, I have to get that, and I got to order a new bed frame.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take out my nightstand that I had, and then I'm going to rearrange my room somehow.
Hello.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it'll get done.
Y'all, hopefully all soon. I know is I'm going to go to work for 2 weeks straight and save up every single penny, okay?
Yeah.
And whenever I do... Just that money alone is going to a California kink.
Ooh.
You know what I was yeah. thinking about?
You and Bomb. Your man are not even going to touch each other on yeah. the bed separately.
And like, listen, imagine when that, like, Alaskan king
When
bed.
I tell y'all, like, that's what I want. Okay? I love you, bae. But when I sweat in my sleep. Like, I just get so hot. Like, I'm
yeah.
great, right? Like, it just gets worse for me. Anyways, like, I don't know. It's just whenever I had, like, sleepovers with my friends growing up, if they slept in my bed, which I never really liked them to, I guess. I used to tell my mom I didn't want them to. They would sleep in a separate blanket from me. I just did not like people, like, feet. Like, if someone's foot.
Oh, my God. If somebody's foot touched mine, I would be so pissed.
Not even my foot. Like, imagine it rubs across your leg.
Ugh.
I'm mad. Now I'm mad. So I used to make people
sleep
in separate
blankets. I just hate feeling somebody next to me. Like,
right? Like or especially if they're close to me. Like, I...
Yeah.
One thing I do not want to do is roll over like this. And we're both like...
Oh.
Yeah.
we're just breathing. Like, we're just passing air on. I just... And you just, and then you just, and you, no, yeah. like, no.
Me and my sister used to always have to, like, share a bed sometimes when we go on vacation.
Yeah.
So we would sleep, like, back to back.
Like back to back.
Even 1,000%. That, though, when y'all, like, booty, like, the booty touches.
If the booty yeah. touches, like, it's, I'm it's, mad.
I'm mad.
It's an ick. It's
mad. An ick. Yep. An ick. There's, listen, if I had to make a list of icks, it would never stop. Like, it would never stop. Like, I just, so many icks. But I think, like, an ick about people being in my thing. When people just take their shoes off and just leave them anywhere.
Yeah.
Ick. Real fast.
I have an ick where when people don't if wash somebody breathes on me, like, I don't want to feel your breath on me.
I'm crying. She's had some... Oh, you know how, like, people will, like, burp, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so burping, but also when, like, they burp on the inside and they're just next to you, you hear go... Mm. I'm like...
Oh, I hate that.
I'm like... hate
that. And they don't even say, excuse me.
Or they if just someone, like, listen, an ick, and like I try not to, like, you know, be understanding. If someone farts by me and it stank,
and don't try to act clueless.
That
either.
Better be an ick. It better be an ick because that's crazy.
But like, I'm just like,
hello,
mad, an ick.
Yeah. Especially if you in a place with no windows where you can't open a window or
can't do nothing. Now you're just
trapped.
An ick when someone asks me to do something for them.
I'm gonna hop on top of that. If somebody tell me to do something that I'm already planning on doing,
oh,
I will stop doing it immediately. Boom. Because I'm already doing it.
Tyra, boom. As a server. Oh, yes, ma'am. Can you? I asked for this. I know. I'm coming with it. As you can see, my tray is completely full. I have no other hands. How was it? You come back and come get it with me then. How about
literally.
That? Literally. Like, I'm coming. Oh, I have 10 other people. Or, like, I'll drop off food to one table, and other people are like, is our food almost done? No. It's not. But
that's crazy. Like, even at, like, at Olive Garden, too, though, the food don't be taking that long to come out.
It
like, it take, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes at least. But
I can't think of the last time I've been to Olive Garden, but I think last time I went.
It's been a while.
I work on Sunday, guys. I'm looking at my schedule right now. If y'all want to come eat with me.
Sunday. Wait, which one you work at? The one in Brandon?
West Shore.
Mm. Oh, the one in West Shore?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not too far.
No, it's like,
that's not too far.
All right, now my thing ain't working. I think I work Sunday morning. Guys, that's going to be lame because we have a game Saturday.
Boo.
Boo. Big boo. Yeah. No. No, they don't ever think about me. I'm just joking, they do. My job always makes fun of me every time I come in because I only work like once to twice a month. They'll be like, oh, wow, Kai, I didn't even notice it was you. And I'm like, shut up.
Like,
and then I'll be like, okay, is it time to go home yet? And they'll be like, Kai, you haven't worked in 3 weeks. Can you calm down? And I'm like, no, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'd be ready to go after work. Especially if I'm closing, I'd be like, y'all, let's wrap this up.
Oh my gosh, I hate closing.
Ick, whenever I'm cut from the floor.
Yeah.
But I still have a table. They're boxed up. I pre-bust the table. They paid. And they sit there.
Mm.
Well, we can bring this conversation to the car.
Yeah.
To the parking lot. I literally personally said that. Like, if I'm eating with someone and I see they're cleaning up around me, I'm like, all right, we should go.
Friend, I purposely, I'm in the next booth wiping stuff from under the booth.
Yeah, I'm like,
I did on all my booths, closed it down. Looking at them like this.
She's like, excuse me, wiping under the table.
I'd be gone before they even start cleaning up the table.
No, well, this is my thing. I don't know why, but as soon as I eat, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of this place.
I'm ready to be comfy.
I'm ready to pass out.
All right, guys. So what should I eat after this?
Yeah.
I do have a game today, but I don't want to sub.
There's a creperia place that you should try.
Ooh.
It's actually not too far from here. It's like 5 minutes away.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called. What was that? You remember that video from last week? Not last week, but they showed us. It was
The crepes?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember the crepe video.
Yeah, you should go there.
A crepe? I've never had a crepe before.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, Chick-fil-A would be busting too.
Chick-fil-A,
You Chick-fil-A'd out?
No, I'm...
You Chick-fil-A out.
I have a gluten intolerance, and I have no gallbladder, so Chick-fil-A just don't work for my body.
You Chick-fil-A out.
I am, actually. I think I'm Chick-fil-A out. If I do say... No, I'll eat their fries every day.
I never heard that before in my life.
Friends lost it.
Came off the dome. Right?
Came off the dome. Good job.
Bro, I'm going to start using that now. If somebody say no to Chick-fil-A, you Chick-fil-A out?
Question mark. And she said it like so sad, like... What do you mean you don't want Chick-fil-A?
I used to hate Chick-fil-A for some reason. Like, I would always like not eat Chick-fil-A.
I think that's how I feel. Like,
I'm never like,
yeah. Oh, Chick-fil-A. But it's also because like just the amount of, I don't know, it's something with their bread. Like, it just, none of it sits right with my stomach. Like, I'm
like, when I was little, I just be like, Chick-fil-A is so overrated. Like,
but it's also
why
because
is so many people there? And then I tried it and I'm like, oh crap.
That's it's why. Good. It's yeah. good, but
especially with that Chick-fil-A.
But okay, I know why I don't like it, y'all. It's the same thing. I can't ever get nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you're thinking about it. Yeah. What are you gonna get?
Grilled chicken, fried regular fried chicken.
Wait, you're allergic to gluten?
I have a gluten intolerance, and I have no gallbladder. So which means, in all reality, I'm not supposed to be having anything fried or greasy. Because my body has nothing to break down the fried and greasy stuff. Nothing high in sugar. And then the gluten intolerance. I'm also lactose intolerant.
Oh, my God.
So now you see why Chick-fil-A is 1,000% like the worst thing to eat, right?
Wow.
All the breading.
What about Subway then?
I do Subway, but like, yeah. I'm Subwayed out.
I ate Subway and
baked chicken and rice and beans for like a year and a half, a straight year and a half. Y'all, I was 125 pounds because I just couldn't like, but also like at that time, like if I just did anything, like, I don't know, I would throw up a lot just because, I don't know. Yeah. It's my body, like, fighting everything. So, like, boom, I would go eat something fried and greasy.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm on the toilet all night. Like, it's just bad. Like, it was bad. But, yeah, I don't know. I was like,
so, yeah, try that Crepe Cafe, the one that's, like, I think it's on, like, 17th Street or something like that.
Crepe Cafe.
But it's, like, 5 minutes away from here. It looks good. Or, I didn't see that. If you want, like, no, so like Mexican something.
Y'all know what I like, though?
Jimmy's Tacos is really good.
I like paninis. A pressed sandwich is always
good. Oh, I never had a panini before. So
far, the paninis from Wawa?
Get a Cuban. See, I was thinking about a Cuban. A pressed Cuban.
Oh, you should get a Cuban sandwich.
I think I'm going to do it. Ah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Getting a Cuban.
You should.
Or, I mean, I could just make my own Cuban. You know, that's always...
Yeah. Just go to Publix and get the stuff.
See, but that's just all sound like too much stuff. I still want to go to
sleep, but I can't. Now I want a Cuban sandwich.
See?
We're trying to save you time.
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying.
You need to save as much time as you can.
I got to figure out what I'm going to do to my hair. Like, I got to go. I already got to go.
Yeah.
But, like, that's basically how it is, right? Like, whenever... Like, by the time I get home, it's going to be like... probably close to 1, and I have to leave my house at 2:15.
You stay at the apartments across from Dale Mabry campus?
Yep. Mm. So I have to leave my house at 2:15, and by the time I get home, that means I gotta eat, figure out the hair, put the clothes on. It's time to go. Where's my Red Bull? Gotta go get it.
Forgot That's crazy.
It. It's hot B. Right. Oh, before we end the show, so would you guys rather drink, like, okay, so the Red Bull and then the sugar-free Red Bull, okay? There's, apparently, y'all know sugar-free stuff is, like, 10 times worse for you than actual stuff with sugar in it.
I had no idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you look it up, there's, like, the fake sugars they put in it, like, affect your brain. So, I'm not supposed to really have energy drinks anyways. Mm-hmm. But I still just drink the regular one because the sugar-free one's just going to mess me up in the long run.
Mm.
So, I think that's the solution, guys. Drink a Red Bull.
I used to drink Monster all the time.
I love Red Bulls.
I used to drink Monster.
Yeah, I used to drink Monsters all the time.
Red Bull, sponsor me.
But I never had Red Bull before.
Try
it. I should try it.
Tyra, try it right now. And I need, Tyra, if you don't text me today, what time do you have to go to work?
I don't work today.
Okay.
But
so you don't even need a Red Bull?
No. I won't need a Red Bull till like Friday.
Well, all right, Tyra.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday. Don't pick up that Monster. Pick up that Red Bull.
Well, I don't drink energy drinks like that anymore, but... Yeah, I'll try it.
Just get the 8.4 OZ.
I'm going to try it.
Get the small one. Try it. Yeah. You're going to drink it. You're going to be like,
oh. Okay. Have you ever tried those 5-hour energy things?
No.
Ooh, sounds just terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Just something that little, it sounds
I
like.
I feel like you will have a heart attack.
Like a mini, it sounds like a mini shot, basically. Yeah. It's an energy shot. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay.
I used to keep seeing those all the time.
I'm okay, guys. Yeah. But right. I think we had a... It was good seeing you guys again.
Yeah, it was.
Nice, I know, you know. It's been a minute.
It's been a little minute.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. Anyways, guys.
Okay. So that is pretty much that for today.
Yes. Thank you guys for tuning in.
For the women. Thank you for tuning in.
This is just the daily talk and the daily life of what women think about.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
This is just stuff that we just want naps. And also, I saw a thing that said women... scientifically need more sleep than men, so
yeah,
let us sleep.
I'd be sleeping like 10 hours a day.
I need more than 10, man. I feel like
10 to 12.
I remember one day I had a debate club thing I went to. I got home at 5 and I went to sleep and I did not wake up until like Sunday morning.
The next morning. It'd be like that.
Literally the next morning.
It'd be like that.
That was like 15 hours. I'm like, sheesh.
You woke up feeling great.
Yeah, I did.
Ready for another nap.
I was so ready. I was so refreshed and just ready for the day.
Definitely.
But yeah, that takes care of that. And we will see you next week for the women. Stay tuned. Bye. We'll be right back.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it.
Want to know how I took my business to the next level? It's simple. It's Shopify.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're back. I'm going to introduce...
Okay, so welcome to Popcorn and Review, a weekly talk show about movies, how we watch them, and why we watch them. So this week's genre is...
Documentary.
Documentary.
This was a good one. I like this genre here. I love watching documentaries and, like, docuseries, like the TV shows. Like, I enjoy documentaries so much. Gosh. All right, who's gonna go first talking about what they I'll go first. All right.
Yeah, so let's introduce ourselves. My name is Karina, and what's your name?
Aren't you gonna do your movie?
Yeah, we're just gonna introduce ourselves. So
I'm Sheila. I'll be talking about the documentary Madhu.
And I am Mariana, and I'll be talking about Long Shot.
And my name is